It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A little music here from the Oscar-nominated movie Philomena. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Academy Awards are right around the corner, so get ready to roll out the red carpet.
And we are going to be talking about the big films of the year. You may have missed some of them, but we brought in someone to help us figure out what we need to know between now and Sunday's show. Joining us now is Carrie Rickey. She's a film critic and writer, formerly with the Philadelphia Inquirer. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Veronica. I have to ask the important question. What are you wearing?
to the Oscars?
Right now.
Right now?
We just want to know, because it's radio, we can't see how fashionable you are.
Yeah, well, I'm wearing one of my more fashionable ensembles, which is to say black jeans and a jacket.
Perfect.
It's Wisconsin dress. Well, I want to point out that there are a lot of movies in this year's passel. There are 9 Oscar nominations, and I have seen trailers for every one of these, but I have seen a handful of them, and what I've seen has been excellent. Just saw Philomena, the music we heard coming in last weekend. But if we haven't been caught up, what do we need to know? What movie should we see?
You definitely should see 12 Years a Slave, a true life story about a free man named Solomon Northrup, who was abducted and sold into slavery. And just like the title, it took him 12 years to get out and return to his life.
Now, for people who haven't seen this one, as I understand it, this film has been described as brutal realism, a very important film on one of the worst chapters in our country's history, maybe the worst chapter. Is it important to see for that reason alone?
Well, it's director Steve McQueen will really, really wanted to put you in the skin of a slave, and you really feel it. I think he fulfilled his intention. And the performances by Chiwetel Ejiofor and Lupita Nyong'o are really excellent.
Well, let's listen to a clip from that one.
Who were your master?
Master named Freeman.
Was he a learned man?
I suppose so.
He learned you to read?
A word here or there. But I've no understanding of the written text.
Well, don't trouble yourself with it. Same as the rest, master brought you here to work, that's all. Any more, I'll earn you 100 lashes.
And a clip there from 12 Years a Slave. Now, some film writers have said that there may be pressure on the Academy to go in this direction to signal that they support diversity and they want to bring in fresh voices in the film world. What do you think about that argument?
I think people vote from their hearts, just as they do at the ballot box. But there is a likelihood that this year will make history in that the likely Best Picture winners are 12 Years a Slave and Gravity, which is directed by an Englishman of African descent, Steve McQueen, and the other, which is directed by a Hispanic, Alfonso Cuarón, from Mexico.
Let's talk about Gravity. Now, this one is... it's incredibly stylistic, the way that it looks, and it was a 3D movie as well, and it's an intimate look at space. Usually it seems like we get sort of big picture looks at space. This one it zooms right in on Sandra Bullock's character, doesn't it?
It does. I think a lot of the movies this year are really experiential. They're about slavery. They really put you in the shoes of people who are in panic. But of all of them, Gravity gives you the spectacle of space and a close-up on someone just trying to get from outer space, you know, back into the Earth's atmosphere, with everything conspiring against her: space junk and faulty equipment and the like.
And let's have a taste of that.
Houston and the Blind to confirm. Mission Specialist Dr. Stone and Mission Commander Matthew Kowalski are the sole survivors of the SDS-157.
I apologize for not complying. I should have stopped working as soon as you instructed me to.
We were going to get hit no matter what. There's nothing you can do to change that.
And a clip there from the movie Gravity, which I can safely say for myself was like a slow motion heart attack over an hour and a half. It was also an excellent movie. And I wonder, do you have a pick for Best Picture?
The one I would like to see win or the one I think will win?
How about both? Let's start with the one you'd like to see win.
Well, I thought the most original movie among the nominees is definitely Her by Spike Jonze, about a man played by Joaquin Phoenix who is post-divorce, and he becomes attached and in love with the operating system on his computer, voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
Right, she's gotten a lot of buzz, considering that, you know, she never actually shows up, her body at least, in the movie. Her voice is there.
Her voice is fantastic and suggestive, and it's a great voice performance.
Let's listen to a bit of that one.
I even made a new friend. I have a friend. And the absurd thing is she's actually an operating system. Charles left her behind, but She's totally amazing. You know, she's so smart. She doesn't just see things in black or white. She sees this whole gray area, and she's helping me explore it. And we just bonded really quickly.
And that is a clip from the film Her.
Yeah, that was Amy Adams.
Right, that one didn't sound like Scarlett Johansson.
No.
Okay.
Amy Adams playing Joaquin Phoenix's best friend.
You know, a lot of people are saying that this is a year that there is not a top contender for Best Picture, that it could sort of go to anybody.
Well, I think the likely winners are 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, or Gravity. If I were filling out my Oscar ballot, or if I were a betting woman, I would bet on one of those three.
Okay, so we haven't talked American Hustle yet. Now, this is one that stars Amy Adams, who apparently has had a pretty active year. It's also got, I think, Jennifer Lawrence in it, and Bradley Cooper.
And Jeremy Renner.
Right, and the list goes on and on.
And Christian Bale in one of the more amazing performances, yes.
What did you think about this movie?
Well, it's nominally about the ab scam scandal, but it's really about, you know, con artists and how con artists, I would have to say it's a cross between The Sting and I don't know what, but it's very much a con artist movie, and it's very much a hair movie. All of the characters are kind of their characters are symbolized by the kind of hair they have.
I remember people saying that about Lord of the Rings, but this is the one where I think Bradley Cooper has the perm rods in or something.
Yes, indeed. And Christian Bale has a toupee, and Jeremy Renner has a proto-Ronald Reagan pompadour, and Jennifer Lawrence has this hairdo that looks like it's supposed to be up, but it's falling down, just like her character.
Well, we'll see if the Academy takes hairstyles into consideration. Lots of other things going for American Hustle, though.
The Academy does vote for best hair and makeup, but oddly enough, American Hustle is not a contender.
Well, we're talking now with film critic Carrie Rickey about the upcoming Academy Awards and the best movies of the year. And we want to know, what is your pick for Best Picture of the Year? We heard Carrie's picks. And what movie did you love? Maybe there's one that's not on the list here. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, and you can also post your vote on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up the conversation in just a few minutes, but first, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Membership Drive. Micah Arnold joins us in the studio now to remind you that listeners provide the single largest piece of our budget. That is why your gift is so important. And to encourage your gift today, your pledge of any amount automatically enters you into a drawing for an iPad Air. Make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or with a call to 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from 26 listeners. Thanks so much for those pledges. We're really getting lots of momentum this afternoon. The goal for this hour is 35 pledges by 5 o'clock. These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on. Help meet the goal with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio is like a statewide town meeting. People come together to hear about topics and issues they care about, from the top political news of the day to check chat about things like pop culture and this weekend's Oscars.
And because you benefit from this community of listeners coming together, we're asking that you help pay for it. There is no other radio station like the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, not even in other communities. We hear this from a lot of people who say, I've lived in a lot of different places and I've never heard anything like the Ideas Network. The reason we're able to do this is because of listener support. Listener support is the single largest source of funding here. We're only able to do things because of listeners. 50,000 people support Wisconsin Public Radio, but we need to hear from you in support of this great tradition, this great Wisconsin tradition, with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. We just need your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up, on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Rob Ferret here with Mike Arnold, asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this winter membership drive. Maybe your gift is $5 a month or $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
And everyone who pledges today will be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. That is the thin iPad. Maybe you've heard about it, seen people on top of mountains with it and stuff like that. Very thin. Now, it's thin. It's not very reflective of Wisconsin Public Radio's programming, though. We're very thick with information. But if that's something that might incent you, is that the right word?
Incentive. How about incentivize?
Incentivize. Yeah. I sound like I'm in the movie American Hustle or something. Maybe I should wear a weird toupee. Anyway, you could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge at any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But we know that the reason you're supporting Wisconsin Public Radio is because you enjoy it.
You could bring it all together, actually. You could win that iPad with your pledge and then get the WPR app. Mm-hmm. And listen.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you don't have to pledge to participate in that drawing. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard or by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Basically, what we're asking you to do is not take Wisconsin Public Radio for granted. It would not be here without your support. Now, some people think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. That's not true. We get funding from the federal government. We get some money from the state. But listener contributions make up the single largest source of the income here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, your support is the key to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important listener support is, make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everybody who calls now, you have to call now to get entered into this drawing, will be entered into that drawing for an iPad iPad Air. Sorry. Yeah. I want to call it the iPad Thin. I'm thinking of thin mints.
You should go into marketing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You'll be entered into that drawing, but you'll also be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. And we are making some good progress. We've heard from 6 people so far, 29 calls to go. If you've never given before, it only takes a couple minutes. It's a very short process, but we hope you'll do that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You count on us for great conversations. We count on you to pay for it. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Vickers.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, news guy Noah Ovshinsky joins us for a look at the top news in Wisconsin, including the Supreme Court's look at voter ID laws.
But first, it is our winter membership drive. Hi, I'm Veronica Rickard, and I'm here with Mike Arnold. And we are here to ask you to support the programs that you enjoy, because your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on WPR possible. And when you pledge today, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. Now's a great time to support the programs that you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 26 calls we need to get in the next 25 minutes. Now, we can do that, but we want to have an event. Basically, what we want to have happen is all the people who've been putting things off all week, you've been hearing the pledge drive and you're going, I'm going to do that on Friday. I'll do that before the weekend and then I'll be fine. We want you to step forward now and make your pledge, because we can do that if all of you do that. And I know you're one of those people. You're one of those people who put things off, but you're not somebody who just doesn't do anything. You're a procrastinator, but you're not somebody who puts things off. Because if you put things off and you don't do it, you're somebody who doesn't do anything. And you're a doer. That's why you're in your car right now, or that's why you're at home right now doing stuff. But we want you to put down whatever you're doing and make that donation now so that we can meet this goal in the next 25 minutes. We just need you and 24 other doers to go do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join us daily on Central Time from 3 to 6 o'clock. We're a new show, still relatively new. We had our six-month birthday. I think now we're on 7 months. And we're still bringing you new things. You get a wide range of topics to help you with that commute home. Coming up still today, we're going to talk with our state news guy, Noah Ovshinsky, our assistant news director, about what's making news in Wisconsin. We'll also be hearing about the legacy of Aldo Leopold. Your support makes all of this news and information and new programs like Central Time possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join people like Paula from Stevens Point, who called and said, the biggest reason I want to become a sustainer and support Wisconsin Public Radio is that no matter how unreliable most things in the world have become, WPR and NPR are always there when I turn on my radio. Do you appreciate the fact that you can rely on Wisconsin Public Radio every day? It wouldn't be here without your support. It wouldn't be here without listener support. It's the single largest source of funding. So if you want to be a sustainer, give maybe $10 a month. That would be a great way for you to support the service that's here for you. Make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, you really do make a difference when you support Wisconsin Public Radio. You're also supporting something pretty cool, the Wisconsin Idea, which means the idea to spread the resources of the university across the entire state. Not every state has an idea like that. Not every state has the high-quality programs that you enjoy on WPR either.
We hear so many people say Wisconsin Public Radio is unlike anything I've heard. And if you appreciate the fact, you appreciate that Wisconsin Public Radio is here. Well, it's here because of the people of Wisconsin supporting the radio station. Take pride in this service. Support this service at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I want to try to help people recognize the importance of Wisconsin Public Radio. They provide such a good, non-biased background for us to make our decisions by. We need to recognize that the newspapers and the television programs are owned predominantly from the same people. So this is one of the few sources that we have non-biased information from both sides. Look at that and let's understand this little gold mine that we have.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this winter membership drive. I'm Veronica Rickert, and I'm here with Mike Arnold asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift of $10 a month or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do you like the fact that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-powered, that it's beholden to you rather than other reasons? That's why you should support Wisconsin Public Radio. Do you like the fact that Central Time's here every day with a range of topics? It addresses a lot of different things. Maybe you enjoy Food Friday. You enjoy Rob and Veronica and the people that they talk to on the show. It's a little serious. It's a little light. It's kind of like you. And if you like the fact that there's a radio show that's like you, the reason it's like you is because it's powered by people like you all over the state. We're asking you to become one of those people right now. You've been putting it off, but now's the time to do it. You don't get a radio station like this anywhere else that's powered by people, that listener support is the single largest source of funding. Join this team. Join this radio station by showing your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Mike, you're talking about needing a movement of people. Well, we need 24 more people.
We're making progress.
We're making progress. Be part of this. Join your friends and your neighbors who have decided it's the right thing to do to support Wisconsin Public Radio. And also, we know that people, after they give, they feel pretty good about it and they keep on doing it. Don't you want to know what that feels like? To support something you believe in voluntarily when you turn on the radio? Think how good that would feel to you. And then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, everybody who calls now will be entered into that iPad Air drawing. So your name will be put into a pot, and it's not like there are 5 billion. Your chances of winning are much better than getting hit by lightning or, you know, having a heart attack and getting run over by a bus at the same time. Actually, the odds are really good that you could win this. You know, there are a lot of those drawings where it's like, what's the chance of winning? The chances of winning are just like ridiculous. Here, the chances of winning are actually pretty good. And the thing that's great is, even if you don't win, you still win, because you get Wisconsin Public Radio every day and you know that you're supporting it. You know that you're supporting this resource that brings the state together. So make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're right, Mike. There is a whole lot of winning going on when you pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You win when you turn on the radio and you hear the high-quality programs that you've come to depend on. You win when you hear new information that you didn't know that made you a little more informed about your world. You win when you laugh at something you hear on the radio. Well, the important thing to do is to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that needs to happen right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You can pledge at any amount.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, Wisconsinites are reading Sand County Almanac as part of a weekend tribute in honor of Wisconsin conservationist Alda Leopold. We'll hear about that.
But first, Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky joins us for our weekly look at what's making news around the state. Noah, welcome back.
It's good to be here. You know, it's our winter fun drive, you know.
What? Wait, what? I didn't get that memo.
That's at the top of the news.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to get on board now. Well, that is going on here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Some things going on around the state as well. What are some of the things going on in the state legislature now?
Right. So it wasn't a huge week for the news, but mm-hmm. there were some things that happened. A few things that I think are notable, certainly. The State Assembly Judiciary Committee held a hearing this week on a bill that eliminated something that I didn't even know existed, frankly, in the state of Wisconsin, which is the voluntary intoxication defense.
So, the obvious question, what is the voluntary intoxication defense?
Well, it turns out there is a state statute that allows someone to use the fact that they were drunk as an excuse for killing somebody. I mean, in effect, they're saying the alcohol prevented someone from knowing what was right and wrong.
Okay, that sounds like a weird law, but is this something that actually has made a difference in trials here in the state?
This is a defense that has been used and used successfully, at least on the part of the defense. The case that really brought this to attention of lawmakers, one of the reasons why they actually had the hearing this week, it involves a man named Brian Cooper, who was accused of killing and then raping a pregnant woman. He used the voluntary intoxication defense, and it ultimately resulted in a hung jury with two of the murder charges.
And so that got some people's attention, and it got it before the state legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, at the hearing this week, the victim's families and friends were at the hearing and testified in support of the bill.
And the bill, in effect, would get rid of this, what people might consider a loophole.
Right. You can't say that you're drunk, and that can't be an excuse for committing some kind of crime, such as murder.
Would it affect that horrible case you just mentioned?
If this passes, it won't affect the case of Brian Cooper. Now, he is being retried by prosecutors because it was a hung jury. I believe that's just in a few months. And that's, of course, should he decide to use the defense again. He actually will be able to because the repeal, if the legislature does approve it, isn't retroactive. But, you know, all the supporters, you know, noted that, you know, this is to prevent something like this from ever happening again.
So this is just getting a hearing. It's late in the legislative session. Is this something that supporters are trying to get through still during the session?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think this is probably as a as a nonpartisan bill as you might mm-hmm. find these days. So we'll see how fast it moves.
All right. And then we had news from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I talked to Gil Halstead a little bit earlier. Oral arguments this week in the case involving the state's voter photo ID law.
Right. So there are two groups that are challenging this law. The League of Women Voters is arguing that the state really can't determine who can vote beyond what's, you know, explicitly said in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And there's another group also, the NAACP, is arguing that the law puts too high of a burden on somebody who wants to vote.
And these were originally, and I guess still are, two separate lawsuits, but ultimately the courts have rolled them in together. Do I have that right?
Exactly. They've been meshed together. You know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens. Of course, the state is arguing that the voter fraud threatens the integrity of elections and that the ID law is a way to fight that. The state also points out that in their view, at least, you know, there can be an ID law on the books because the Constitution doesn't explicitly forbid it. So it's kind of the opposite of the argument in a way that the League of Women Voters is making.
Now, this law was passed. It's been a few years now. It's been bouncing from court to court. It is not currently the law of the land when we go to Election Day, if there were an election tomorrow.
Right. No. In the meantime, the law is on hold as it makes its way through the court. Mm-hmm. You know, that said, if the Supreme Court were to rule it constitutional or some parts of it, because, of course, they could do that as well. They could modify it, you know, and the legislature could come back and make changes. It is possible that it could be in effect for the election in November. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
I know when there are big changes like this, the elections board sometimes says, hey, we got to get the county clerks up to speed on this. How
right.
long have they given a sense of how long it would take them to do that?
Well, it would be a huge burden on election officials. I mean, they say they will do it, but it will probably cost more money and it will take a huge effort. Now, all this being said, we're talking about the state Supreme Court.
Right. It's not that simple. There's down the street in Milwaukee, right,
right.
in federal court. There's another challenge.
Right. There is yet another case challenging the voter ID law. This one is in federal court, and that is still pending. The ruling could come down really, I think, at any time. Now, because we're talking about the federal court, even then, if a ruling does come down, that in of itself could be subject to appeal in the federal court system. So the law is being, you know, attacked on several fronts.
And we're not the only state dealing with this issue.
Absolutely not. This debate, this issue of voter ID is going on nationwide. And so really, regardless of what happens here in Wisconsin, you know, it is possible the U.S. Supreme Court will have the final say on this. It has to be said that the Supreme Court did rule on voter ID a few years ago in a case in Indiana. They ruled that Indiana's voter ID law was in fact constitutional, but that law was less restrictive than the one in Wisconsin and others found throughout the country. In Indiana, voters are allowed to sign basically a sworn statement at the polls if they don't have an ID.
And then there's that last wrinkle. Some state lawmakers on the assembly side had done something similar to that or tried to advance that.
Right, exactly. So the state assembly said, okay, if that was ruled constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, let's pass a similar bill to Indiana's here. The assembly has done that. The Senate has not.
They want to wait and see what the courts are doing.
Exactly. They want to wait to see what happens with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So very much an open question as far as the future of voter ID. But certainly this week, the fact that the two sides had their day in court, or the three sides, I should say, in court, you know, I think the issue is at least taking a small step forward as far as a result.
And then another ongoing saga here in Wisconsin, the iron mining up in the northern part of the state. What are the latest updates coming from up there?
Right. So there are some developments in, you know, this ongoing mining story. Really, it's been going on for a few years now. But Gogebic Taconite, which is the company who wants to open the iron ore mine in the Pinokies, they just finished 10 days of rock sampling up in the Pinoki Hills at the site of the proposed iron ore mine. And I only mention it because, you know, it's notable because of what didn't happen. Now, imagine there are, you know, dozens of trucks going back and forth with this rock, you know, these rock samples, you know, taking them down from the mining site. What's notable, I think, is that at least according to the Iron County Sheriff, there were no incidents with or tickets issued to people opposed to the mind. And there was certainly, you know, potential for trouble with so many trucks coming and going.
I'm guessing that's not going to be a sign that the opposition to the mine is done. There will still probably be protests and opposition in the weeks and months to come.
Of course. And this is just rock sampling. You know, this isn't even the officially mining yet. And so, you know, this issue is, you know, far from being resolved. And I think we'll see more protests certainly in the future. Even though they may not have happened in the last 10 days.
And what's the next step now as far as GTAC, the mining company, goes?
Right. So according to a DNR official quoted by Mike Simonson in a recent story, GTAC now has some reclamation work to do. I think next week that reclamation work includes regrading the roads in the area. One can imagine what effect, you know, these trucks might have on the roads, given that they transported something like, 2,400 tons of rock. So GTAC has to go back and regrade those roads.
That's one of our big mining stories in Wisconsin. And later on in the show, we'll have reporter Rich Kramer on to talk about frac sand mining in the western part of the state.
Yeah, he'll be on the air talking about a change to a proposed law. And it really, what it does is it addresses the way that local governments can regulate frac sand mining.
All right. We'll look forward to that after 5:30. Noah, as always, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
That was our assistant news director at WPR, Noah Ovshinsky.
Coming up, a look at the life and work of Wisconsin conservationist Aldo Leopold. But first, it is our winter membership drive. I'm Veronica Rickert, and I'm here with Rob Ferret. Listeners provide the single largest piece of our budget, and that's why your gift is so important. And we want to encourage your gift today, give you a little extra sweetener in the pot. Your pledge of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for an iPad Air. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, I've got some good news. I hadn't looked up at the screen for a while. We had a big jump in pledges since the last time we touched base with you. That is great. Now we're just looking for 13 more pledges by the end of this hour. Your pledge right now helps keep this program, Central Time, and everything else on the Ideas Network going strong.
Now, in the last segment, we just learned about state news in Wisconsin, the Aldo Leopold celebration coming up. All reasons to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Everything from Oscars to mining, national politics, state politics, art, literature, and science. We cover a wide variety of topics here on Central Time. Your support makes that coverage possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you might pay $100 a month for your cable service. Well, you're willing to do that because you get entertainment and information all month long.
You get those same kind of things on this station. And the quality of what you get on WPR, we think, is really unmatched. That quality is only possible with your support. Become a sustaining member with a gift of maybe $100 a month and keep this station strong. Sign up and pledge now in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, Peter Sagal here. Look, normally I host my show and make rude jokes about people who put ferrets in their pants, but today I just want to level with you. Yes, you. It's time to be honest. You know those pledge drives where cheerful guys and gals from this station interrupt the programming for minutes at a time to ask you to call in now and make a donation in exchange for a tote bag? Yeah. You hate them. Here's the thing. I hate them too. Why wouldn't I? They interrupt my show. Do you know how many ferrets in the pants jokes you miss because somebody's asking you for money? But it's worse. When you give money, when you call up with that one-time pledge, you're making it worse. If you give money like that, they're just going to interrupt and ask you again. So we need to end the vicious cycle of pledge drives. And there's only one way. Become a sustaining member. Not only will you not have to worry about renewing your contribution every time people start pleading with you on the radio, but if enough people do it, if enough of you become sustaining members of this station, you know what might happen? The pledge drives might end or get shorter. Less interruptions, less cheerful wheedling, more ferrets in your pants. You can see that brave new world if you just squint and if you go online now to become a sustaining member.
You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Rob Ferret. It's weird how this ferrets in the pants one keeps coming up when I'm about to talk. I don't know if that happened. Here with Veronica Rickert. And we are here to ask for your support of listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month or anywhere in between, we appreciate and count on your gift.
When you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important first step. Now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
It's easy to make that step from listener to supporter. Decide how much you'd like to give. $5 a month is a great way to start. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, here it is. It's about 5 o'clock on Friday. You're already into the weekend, probably thinking about what lies ahead. But we want you to help us reach our goal before that weekend kicks in right now during the next few minutes, because we only have 12 more pledges that we need to hit our goal. Send us off all of us, you and us, into the weekend, sailing ahead, feeling great about hitting this pledge goal. 12 more pledges. You can help us get there. Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, you can help us stay on track by making that contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Elizabeth from Fall Creek pledged. She says, thank you for making my morning commute so pleasant. It's wonderful being able to sip my coffee and catch up on news items to share with the students I teach during the day. And presumably you're listening during your evening commute too, because you pledge now, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. Do you spend your drive to and from work with Wisconsin Public Radio, maybe with the Ideas Network? Make a pledge now. Or if you're on your way, make a pledge when you get there. WPR.org is the website. The phone number is 888-202-2552.
Well, your pledge right now says something. It says, I value this program. I want more of it. It makes me think. It makes me laugh. You fill in the blank for how you feel when you hear Central Time. These are powerful feelings. It makes a connection between you and the show. And you make a powerful statement when you support what you value, what you believe in, and the shows that you listen to. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A little extra bonus for you. If you pledge today, you're entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. A little extra incentive. The main reason, of course, is that you love the public radio you hear each and every day. Make your pledge in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Half the staff here at Wisconsin Public Radio today is wearing the Wisconsin Public Radio t-shirt. It is black with the new logo on it. And it is yours with a pledge of $120. That's $10 a month. You can show that you are part of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make that pledge. Be one of the next 12 pledges that we need in the next couple of minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Veronica and I missed the memo. We didn't wear our WPR t-shirts, but Chris Molina, sitting across the table from us, is wearing his. Quite stylish, I must say. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Get it entered into that drawing for an iPad Air. And if you pledge $10 a month or more, ask for your brand new WPR logo t-shirt.
WPR.org and 888-202-2552 is a number to call. Special shout out to new listeners, new members of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are a new show. Central Time is about 7 months old. And if you are first thinking about contributing, let's all do new things together. Become a member and join us. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You are a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. You appreciate the conversations you hear each and every day. Well, we count on you, the listener. Listener is the most important part of our budget. We count on you to pay for what happens here. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or with a call at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.